Blog Talk Radio.
Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Waking Up Blessed. I'm John Hollis, your host for the show today. Thank you, of course, to SoberMap and SoberMap.com for making the show possible. Their sponsorship and their commitment to, of course, Waking Up Blessed and Rockers in Recovery Radio has been a blessing, and we thank the guys at SoberMap.com. Download the app and find a 12-step meeting or other important information for recovery at SoberMap.com and the download. We look forward to having our show on here each day, Monday through Friday, live at 9 a.m. Of course, today we have a friend, Allison, that's coming on. She's going to talk about what Waking Up Blessed means to her. I also want to take this opportunity to let everybody know that if you are seeking help, Rockers in Recovery issued a new phone number yesterday, which you can call and get that help. It's 800-280-2418. Again, that's 800-280-2418. If you're, struggling with substance abuse, please make that phone call, get the help that you need. Again, that's 800-280-2418. And you can also go to rockersandrecovery.com and click on the media partners, and all kinds of information is there. We also want to thank our media partner, Amethyst Recovery, at amethystrecovery.org. Check those guys out. Doing great work, doing great stuff. Great people. And, of course, we're going to bring on our friend Allison. And Allison, welcome to the show, and thank you for being on Waking Up Blessed.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's a beautiful day. Any day we're above dirt.
That's very true.
So, Allison, what does Waking Up Blessed mean to you?
Waking Up Blessed to me means waking up in South Florida with the beautiful sky that we have, waking up to my health, my children, my animals, waking up to an amazing opportunity that I have every day when I get to go to work and work with people who are seeking recovery, and just being surrounded with people who allow me to feel very humble and allow me to really appreciate what life has to offer when you work a solid program of recovery.
As a person, we get to wake up blessed every day, thank God, if we get to open our eyes. And, we're human beings first. When you put all of the other stuff aside, put the tags and the labels and all the rest of the stuff aside, we're human beings first. So as a human being, when you wake up in the morning, how do you start to process your day and go through your day? Because everybody does it differently.
So, yes, that's true. And I think every day I probably do it differently as well. There are some days the first thing I think I have to do every day is have a cup of coffee. That's something.
I agree.
That's something that, right. So that's something that seems to be a necessity no matter what. Now, whether I have that coffee at 4:30 in the morning or whether I have it at 6:30 in the morning depends on, whether I'm going to the gym or if I'm just going to get up and drive my kids to school. So this morning was a 4:30 a.m. Wake-up call, and that's what really gets me going is first of all having my coffee and then getting my brain working right and taking the dogs for a walk. And I have to say, one of the things that I really love when I'm not waking up super early is that actually when I take my pets out for a walk in the morning, usually it's right around the time that dawn is breaking. And I will tell you that not a day goes by when I don't really enjoy and appreciate watching the sun come up. I live in West Boca, so it's not like I have this fabulous view over the ocean, but nonetheless, I see the sun coming up from behind the houses and behind the palm trees, and it really is a beautiful vision, even with the clouds. I love pink clouds. I see them every morning, and actually when the sun goes down as well, and it's just, I find it centers me and it grounds me. I really love it.
As you go through your day, and that's a beautiful experience. Anytime you can see the sunset or see, you know, any type of, you know, God inspiration for me anyway, in that type
yes.
of thing, it just shows you that you're not, you know, I have nothing to do with this. It's so much bigger than me. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
So when you go through your day, you know, hey, listen, everybody, again, this is a human experience. So as we go through our day, and we've got to wake up blessed, and we're moving through the day, and we go through our trials and tribulations, what are some of the tools or techniques you use personally when you're in a situation where you're, you know, maybe unhappy, maybe disappointed, maybe you're just going through those emotions of the day that are not the most positive emotions? How do you deal with that?
I think a couple of different ways. I think, you know, there are times where I, you know, shut the door and I shut my door of my office and I just put on some music. I find that that's very healing and very therapeutic for me. And then the other thing that's really valuable is I feel so blessed to work with people who I call my friends. That's really a gift because, you know, we're in this together. We are all human beings, and at any given time, one of us could be having a bad moment, and somebody else is not necessarily experiencing the same thing. So we're able to lift each other up in those moments, whether it's a colleague has, you know, driven us mad, or if there's a difficult situation going on at work. There's usually somebody else in the building that's ready to kind of step in and help get you through some of those more difficult moments, and that's a gift too. Just having friendships like that is. I never want to take that for granted.
Being, you know, in the situation that you're in, I don't care if you're a person that's helping or trying to work with somebody that has heart disease, cancer, diabetes, addiction. There's got to be a huge toll on the person that's trying to give the treatment. How do you deal with your successes and failures in helping others?
I think that that's a tough one, John. I think that, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of sadness, there's a lot of grief and loss, and there's a lot of pain that we are dealing with when it comes to even, you know, working with family members. But there's a balance. And I just think, you know, just like the sun rises and then it sets, and just like, you know, it pours with rain and then the clouds clear and the sky is beautifully, you know, blue. I think that, you know, thank God, along with some of the devastating losses, we also are surrounded by moments where people are able to either grasp a concept or find hope or, you know, experience a group that they're in, or they read something that really speaks to them. And then again, it's surrounded by people who day after day, they get up and they say their prayers, and it's one day at a time, and it's one day at a time, but then they have, you know, 10 years and 15 years and 20 years. And that's, it's the balance that gets you through. I think if they're, you know, if we didn't experience the bad times, we wouldn't appreciate the good times.
Absolutely. You said hope. What does hope mean to you personally?
Hope to me is the idea that every day we get another chance, and every day that we open our eyes and we wake up, there's another opportunity to do it all over again. And to me, that's hope. Just knowing that we if we are blessed enough to open our eyes and get another opportunity and get another chance, that's hope. Whether it means in recovery, whether it means working in recovery, hope that maybe I will get my kids to listen to me that day, even if it's taken out of the workplace and it's really about, you know, on the home front. You know, it's we're given a gift every day to do it again, and that to me means we have hope.
The blessings that continue to roll in for me over the years is, A, first of all, I didn't kill myself. God graced me with the opportunity to be able to continue on with my life, you know, as a person that is a recovering addict, as a person that is in recovery from diabetes, as a person that is helping a loved one with fighting a cancer. The whole process, again, as I said at the very beginning of this, is that this is about being human, and no tags need to be placed. You know, we get to help others, and we get to be a part of life, and I'm so glad that you were on Waking Up Blessed this morning. In closing, what would you say to somebody that might be out there that's suffering with addiction or any other type of disease, or a family member supporting that person?
I would say reach out. There are always going to be people around you who are willing and able and ready to help. And help can mean so many different things. Help can mean having a cup of coffee and getting a hug. Help can be someone praying with you. Help can mean helping you get to the right facility for treatment. But, you know, speak up and reach out. That to me is, it's so powerful. You know, the human connection is just a gift that we have. And I think that it's really important to let people know that you don't have to deal with this alone. There are always going to be people out there to stand next to you. And that's something that you should really seek out, because it makes the journey a lot more tolerable.
Allison, thank you for being on. Let everybody know where they can find you. They would like to speak with you personally.
Well, first of all, John, thank you so much for having me on your show. It's been an honor, and I really appreciate it. I'm available at Boca Recovery Center. You can find us at www.bocarecoverycenter.com. That's all one word. And also, if anybody wants to connect through Facebook, they can find me, Allison Tarlow, or at Boca Recovery Center.
Very cool. Again, I want to thank you for being on the air with us. Our love to Kathy and all the rest of the folks over at Boca Recovery Center. And you have a blessed day, and we look forward to holding you in reserve. Maybe we can bring you back in the future and talk about some other topics.
Absolutely, and certainly love to you and all your family as well. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, guys. Allison Tarlow, beautiful message. Listen. We're all human beings. We get to start our day putting on one shoe at a time. And it usually, for me, starts on my knees before I put the shoes on. Glad that you were tuning in today to Allison on Waking Up Blessed Radio Show, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. at rockersandrecovery.com. Just click on the Listen Live button. And the show of the day will be at the top of the heap. There's also past shows. There's also at Rockers and Recovery. You can check out the, of course, homepage, and you can check out the media partners. And again, we issued an 800 number yesterday. If you are seeking treatment, or you need help, or you know a loved one that needs help, and you want some information, please call 800-280-2418. Again, we're here to be able to carry the message of hope each day. And I, you know, it's funny, I got notified this morning as I was getting ready to go on the air that I have done, since 2008, 1,400 hours of radio talk time since 2008. I said, man, that's a lot of talking. And I'm glad we're doing it. I'm glad we're carrying the message. And we will continue to carry the message regardless. We get to carry the message of hope. That's the stewardship, and I'm glad that you guys are a part of it. So again, Waking Up Blessed Monday through Friday. You can check us out at Rockers and Recovery at 9 a.m. Click on the Listen Live button, and that is East Coast time. Guys, thanks again for being a part of Rockers and Recovery and Waking Up Blessed. We'll talk to you soon, and of course, we will have another show tomorrow. It's going to be a good one. You might want to check that out. Thanks.
Rockers in Recovery Radio is based on opinion only and is not meant to treat or diagnose any health or mental health issue of any kind. If you feel you need help for any health-related issues, please contact a physician or mental health professional. The opinions expressed by our guests are not necessarily those of Rockers in Recovery.